Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show we'll be talking about that win over the Houston Rockets. Dorian Finney-Smith, Gabe Vincent, take a bow. This one's for y'all. I had that sentence in my head. It sounded so much cooler in my head, but as I neared that word, y'all, closer and closer and closer to y'all, it was like, am I going to do it? I'm going to bail out. Just like, by the way, Ime Udoka bailed out on playing Jalen Green down the stretch of that game. My brain bailed out on saying y'all with any sense of coolness whatsoever. But anyway, the Lakers won. Let's talk about that. The final in LA was 104-98. The Lakers beat the Houston Rockets and improved to 46-29 on the season, 29-9 on the year at home. The Houston Rockets fell to 49-27 on the season and now sit 22-16 in games away from Houston. Like I said at the top, though, the main story from this one was Ime Udoka basically selling out completely and having the horses to be able to do so, but selling out completely to make sure that LeBron wasn't going to beat the Rockets, Luka wasn't going to beat the Rockets, and Austin Reeves wasn't going to beat the Rockets. If the Lakers were going to win that game, it was going to be because their other guys knocked down shots, and in this case, Dorian Finney-Smith knocked down 6 3-pointers and Gabe Vincent knocked down 6 3-pointers, and the Lakers were able to pick up an absolutely monstrously important win at home. One of the things that drives me absolutely insane is when I see a player who is obviously talented, understands what they're doing, has the talent to play basketball at a high level, but just gets kind of bored by either scoring the same way over and over again, or teams that get bored winning the same way over and over again. It's the thing that makes me really enjoy watching Jokic play when I watch him. It's like, if I have a mismatch, I'm going to keep going back to that mismatch over and over and over and over again. If I keep using the same move, or if I have to keep using the same move to win, I will keep going to that move over and over and over and over again. And the Nuggets basically have picked up, as teams typically do, the same kind of mantra where it's, if we have an advantage, we are going to beat you the same way over and over and over again until you adjust. And in this case, a lot of times what you'll see with NBA superstars in a game like this one is, yeah, sure, we're creating wide open jumpers for everybody else. And yes, Dorian Finney-Smith and Gabe Vincent happen to be knocking down enough jumpers to get us by in this game. But also, I want to win this game on my terms. I want to win this game the way I want to win it. And it was really cool to watch last night in that game. LeBron James and Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves collectively, not a single person stepped out of line in this regard, collectively decided what we're doing is working. We'll just keep on going with what is working here. And the Lakers were, again, able to pick up a huge win. Ime Udoka said it in one of those sideline interviews that all the coaches hate. He said at one point, we're really happy with the defense that we're playing. We're making life difficult on the guys that we want life to be difficult for. And we are letting the guys shoot who we want to shoot, and we're going to keep on doing it. So the Lakers were like, okay, if you're going to keep doing that, we'll keep doing this create wide open three-pointers thing. And seeing as the Lakers were playing at home, role players tend to shoot better at home, and the Lakers picked up that win. So I as much as we could talk about X's and O's, and we could talk about, what adjustments were made over the course of the game or which adjustments weren't made over the course of the game. To me, the coolest thing to come from that game last night was Luka, LeBron, and Austin all coming to the same realization and executing on that realization of, I mean, they're open. We're going to make the right pass. And I also thought it was good to see at one point in, you know, in like the second and third quarters, the Lakers, I thought, got a little 2-3 point happy without generating any kind of penetration on Houston. But the Lakers were able to kind of call a timeout in halftime. I thought they came out of halftime with this as a concerted effort, but get the ball into the paint, implode that defense, and then benefit from that implosion with some kind of an open look, either for Gabe or Dorian or anybody. It just so happened that Gabe and Dorian were knocking down the most of them. The other thing to take from that game is Ime Udoka coached that game like it was a playoff game. Benching Jalen Green late in that game, I don't know if you guys were watching TNT last night. I watched TNT games on HBO. You guys should be too. But Reggie Miller was kind of sort of beside himself watching Houston close out that game with Jalen Green sitting there on the bench. I kind of got it. I understood the decision there from Ime Udoka. The Lakers are a big team in terms of wings. Green didn't have it going, and the Rockets prefer to have size and athleticism out there instead of Jalen Green's scoring ability. And that was a decision that's a decision that gets made when you're coaching a game like it's a playoff game. And the Rockets only played 8 guys in that game last night. Cam Whitmore didn't get off of the bench. Jayshon Tate also didn't get off of the bench in that one. It was poor Reed Shepard. Like, that guy was an analytics darling in the draft, and he can't get minutes for that Rockets team. But the Lakers basically took Houston's haymaker, or at least the best haymaker that Houston can throw on the road. Houston is playing really good. They've been playing really good basketball of late. They currently sit in the 2 seed in the West, so it's not a bad team at all. And the Lakers were able to take that haymaker and lead for the vast majority of the game. They out-executed Houston down the stretch, got the stops. This was a really important game here, I thought, for the Lakers. Defensively, I wanted to see if they could get their defense sorted a little bit over the final handful of games that they have before the end of the season. The Lakers did just that. They picked up this win. Really, really, really good night here overall for our Lakers. The Lakers mercifully have a couple days off here today and tomorrow. So that means we'll have some guests here in the lounge to kind of take a look around at how things are going. Harrison will be in the lounge a little bit later today. And then I'm going to try to find a guest here for Wednesday on short notice. So we'll see how that goes. And then we'll be right back into the lounge Thursday night after the Lakers play the Golden State Warriors. They play Golden State Thursday night, also on TNT. So we'll see how that game goes. But yeah, until then, and until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your night, evening, day, whenever it is that you're listening to the show. Make somebody else's, and we will talk to you in a little bit.